Brock rapped his knuckles on the front door of his HOA president's house. He tried his best not to dent it, but he still did. A few seconds later, a small, bubbly older woman answered the door.
Oh, Mr. Lesnar, come right in. Please make yourself at home.
Guess my reputation precedes me, said Brock. I hope we can reach an understanding about things.
I'm sure you will. The Major can come off a bit abrasive. It's because he cares. Have a seat in his study while I fetch him.
After a minute of waiting, the Major walked in. He was a short man, older, but still physically fit, sporting a crisp crew cut. The scowl that was on his face, one could imagine as a permanent fixture that had been etched in stone. Brock didn't even get a chance to speak before the Major started in.
Mr. Lesnar, you are in clear violation of our HOA guidelines. In the last 30 days since you moved here, you have installed 2 smokehouses, a ninja warrior course, and your grass is consistently 2 inches too high. The HOA cannot abide by this, and so we ask you, no, we are telling you to leave this neighborhood.
I can see why you're upset about the ninja warrior course and the smokehouses, said Brock. But all these other notices, grass 2 inches over acceptable height, shutters aren't an authorized color, Christmas tree is observable through living room window. Why are you so dogmatic about these little insignificant things, said Brock. The Major looked down at Brock.
Mr. Lesnar, if we let ourselves slip in one area, then before you know it, this whole neighborhood would be in complete anarchy. And then it spreads, he said as he walked towards a window. Spreads from one neighborhood to another. Whole towns, counties, states, until at the very end of it all, when this country lies in ashes.
Because I didn't cut my grass?
Yes! I'll tell you what, Mr. Lesnar. I'll make you a deal. If you can reach your house at the end of the cul-de-sac in 1 hour, then I will make a motion to dissolve this HOA forever. But here's the catch. I send out a message to every member of this neighborhood that they are allowed to obstruct you in any way they see fit, barring any use of lethal force. If you are unable to reach your castle in the allotted time, then you must leave immediately. No stopping to pack up. No stopping to pack up, take your trophies or your smoked meats. No. You leave it all behind for me and your neighbors. What do you say?
Brock looked down at his hands. He thought for a second. Then he smiled. HOA. They should flip it to AOH because your association is about to be owned, Holmes.
What? Okay.
All right. Well, here we are again. We're in the Brocktagon. My name is Cameron. That's Aaron. That's Sean. Guys, this letter comes from Brad. He says, hey, guys, I'm currently in a fight with my HOA and I feel like punching through a wall. I can't, but Brock Lesnar sure could. How many times out of 10 do you think Brock Lesnar could run a gauntlet from his HOA president's house to his house, all the while his neighbors are okayed to go open season on him, barring any lethal force or weapons? Looking forward to the discussion, Brad from Miami.
Sorry, Brad.
Yeah. Every story that I hear about an HOA, it's never good.
It is not. I'm going to jump in as an HOA member right now.
Oh.
It's nasty business. It's nasty business. It's a bit like the mafia, where you think mm-hmm. there's a benefit for you, but it's always at a great price. Mm-hmm. So the HOA is responsible for clearing the snow out of the parking lot near my building. That's good. Mm-hmm. The HOA decides what the plow company is. The HOA decides when they plow. The HOA decides if you're in their way, they will call a tow truck on you. This is all up to the HOA's discretion.
Mm-hmm.
It's nasty business.
Yep.
Hey, the good old days, we had vigilante mobs to deal with these things.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's house is impacting your home value. You and the other mm-hmm. homeowners beat that guy up. There's no need to hold elections or vote.
Yeah, no. No.
I like the idea of the mafia having like a really democratic system in place, though.
Yeah.
Cousin Luca, what is your motion? Filibuster. Oh, no. Yeah,
exactly.
Not this.
I want to put forward a motion that these shades of purple are no longer allowed in our neighborhood. Fuchsia. Mauve.
Lavender.
Magenta.
Burgundy.
Yeah. So Brock Lesnar has to run a gauntlet from his HOA president's house to his house, which let's just say they're like at opposite ends of the neighborhood, you know?
Can we just put a number on it? Then. 200 yards?
200 yards.
Okay.
Two football fields.
Okay. Yeah.
And they can't hit him with their cars.
No. They can't like...
But they can try and restrain him.
Yeah. Like no lethal weapons are allowed.
Yeah. No hedge trimmers.
Yeah. Can I tell you the image that is in my mind? I just imagine like a couple late 50s, 60-year-old guys in golf carts with their golf clubs coming after him. Like, they're just going to use rakes and stuff that they have in their garage, you know?
Okay. All right. So let's think of it this way. It's 200 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say everybody's got a decent size yard at 50 yards each. That mm-hmm. gives you four houses on either side of the road. Eight mm-hmm. houses. We'll say there's two adults in each house, 16 people. Mm-hmm. So we got 16 people armed with backyard tools trying to mm-hmm. stop Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Can I try and make an amendment to the question?
Sure, sure.
I think that these people, like, they can't just have a bazooka. They can't have ridiculous weapons.
No.
But they should be able to use anything that you would find in a normal home. So, like, I think that they should be able to use their cars. There might be a gun.
No deadly force.
No, that's what I'm saying is like, I think Brock Lesnar plows through a bunch of 60-year-old men who mow their yards every day. I think they should be able to use lawnmowers.
You know what I mean? I'm down with a lawnmower.
I'm okay with a lawnmower.
I guess everything except a gun. How about that?
What do you think?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Chainsaw.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, anything that's in the garage, mm-hmm. throw it in.
I almost think no weapons would be the better solution. And I'm being serious. Like, I think they got to go all in. Like, everyone meet up at the first guy's house and all 16 of them rush him and hope. Because if you split them up, I'm serious. It's not going to go well for the first two. And then after that, he's got whatever they had.
You know,
I think he runs right past them.
Do you think he's just going to book it right to his house?
Yes. 200 yards and a bunch of 60-year-old men.
Oh,
the
yeah.
First question where Brock just doesn't engage.
Yeah.
Just safely runs all the way home. That's not bad.
Who's going to stop him? He's a freight train.
Yeah. Also, let's say half of these people probably aren't even going to get the text to stop him until it's like more than a quarter of the way down, you know?
I'm having a hard time saying anything other than 10.
Yeah, man.
Right?
We got to give
Brock Lesnar versus 16 60-year-olds with chainsaws. Yeah. He runs around them.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, though. What if some of these people have animals, have pets?
Ooh, that's actually a good point.
That's not bad. Can we say that Brock has to stick to the pavement? Like, if that's true, they can kind of like park their cars and stuff and like bottleneck him a little bit.
I just think you would push through the cars.
I mean, he would.
Oh, no, what do I do? Opens the passenger door, slides across, opens the driver's door, slides out. You have never seen a person that needs a big truck less than all the people who have big trucks in an HOA.
Right.
Like, I love going through like a well-manicured neighborhood and I see like a lifted F-350.
Yes.
And then like you go through the actual woods in like rural America and it's just people keeping society afloat with a 98 Toyota Tacoma with three wheels.
Yeah.
Like, those are the people that decide who lives and dies.
Yeah.
They only use the F-350 to stand on to put Christmas lights up.
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Having done like actual manual labor, the best truck I ever had was my 99 S10, the little white one. Listeners, mm-hmm. just it's Falcon. A very small truck, the Blue Falcon, exactly. It's yeah. just a tiny truck. It is very low to the ground. It is comparable to a car, except it has a bed. I didn't have to climb in and out. It was all right there. Mm-hmm. It was all like knee height. It was perfect. It was
so simple.
One time, somebody thought it was a joke. They went to, I guess it was like the country club in our town, and they just took all the tennis balls that were laying on the court and put them in the bed of my truck. They're like, haha, now you have to deal with this. And then I took them to play it against sports, and they gave me 50 cents a ball. Then I gassed up the truck and paid for dinner with it. It was like the best prank anyone ever played on me. It was awesome. I wish someone would do that again. They like pranked me by giving me a small business idea.
That's you know what? I say that's a win-win.
It was great.
They got to prank you. You were genuinely annoyed. But then at the end, you got something out of it.
Yeah, they were like, hey, where's all our tennis balls?
I know somewhere they could get a great deal on them.
Prank, we filled up your truck with boxes of printer ink.
Got them.
You're not going to believe what we did to Jack. All the excess bullion. We put it in the back seat of his car. It's chock full of gold. Deal with that.
Hey, Billy, you ever hear of a Swiss bank account? Because we opened one in your name, my boy. It's collecting interest right now. We covered over his toilet seat with shares of NVIDIA. Classic. Classic. Then one time somebody just opened the cab of my truck and sprayed pink silly string in it.
Well, there you go.
Listeners, we were in Florida and it was like 100 degrees, so it baked like solid, like some disgusting ancient eldritch spider creature gave birth in there. I still don't know who did that. And if I ever find out.
Were you able to just like break it off and vacuum it up, or was it?
It was stuck to the vinyl upholstery. There were pink stains on my steering wheel to the day I sold it.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So yeah, I don't have any hate in my heart for anyone. Like, except for that person and the Property Brothers. But besides that, it's only love, unless it was the Property Brothers.
You heard a TP in somebody's house. Well, we did one even better. We bought him a house. So we can TP it later.
Enjoy that property tax.
It's all in
tax.
His name. No property tax.
No property tax whatsoever. Fully furnished.
New pipes.
He's not going to know what hit him.
Great school district.
Great school district.
Got him.
We didn't stop there. You see, things have been real tough with him and the missus. So we got the paid marriage counseling for a year. Yeah, hope your relationship gets repaired. You're going to need to be together once we're done TPing your house.
That'll teach him to be distant and withholding.
Just let us love you, Kyle.
Sean, do you think this is anything other than 10 out of 10?
I'm trying to find a way that it's not. You know, listen, I can get to 9. Yeah. I can get to 9 if all 16 of them have some kind of planning meeting. I think 16 adults getting a jump on Brock Lesnar have a 10% chance, given that they have access to literally everything except a gun.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got a chance. It's a 10% chance. It's not a good chance, but I'll give them 1 out of 10. Yeah, no meeting, no strategy, no way.
So it's just 10 out of 10, honestly.
So how about this? Yeah, we're all at 10 out of 10, it sounds like. What group of 16 people could stop Brock Lesnar 5 times out of 10? Like, obviously, the Marines is too tough.
Right.
Like, 16 Marines would take him down.
Yeah.
But what group is a 5 out of 10 perfect match for Brock?
16 magicians could stop him. five like times out of 10. Like birthday
magicians?
No, I'm just saying like Chris Angel. Like 16 okay. Chris Angels. Actually, no. If no, Chris Angel walked into a room with 15 other Chris Angels, he'd be like, how did I pull this one off? Like, I really did it this time.
Just scratching his head. I thought that witch was fake.
All 16 of them at the same time are like, the crystals worked. Actually, all 16 Chris Angels would just end up kissing each other, and Brock Lesnar would just uncomfortably walk past 10 times out of 10. Join us, Brock.
No. I'm going home.
Yeah, that first Chris Angel is getting his neck broken. The second Chris Angel is getting his neck broken. The third Chris Angel is getting his neck broken. And then 13 Chris Angels are going to realize this is not part of a trick, and then they're running away. I think that's the end of that fight.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Chris Angel lived next door to you?
Oh my gosh.
I just imagine the vibes would be incredibly weird. Like, you wouldn't want to spend time outside.
No.
You know? I'd be worried that he'd be spying on me for, like, some sort of magic trick. Do you think he just does tricks for himself?
Yes.
Yes.
100%. He's trying to fool himself.
You just walk outside, you see Chris Angel standing there, and he pulls out a knife, and he like, you see him like cut the palm of his hand, and he goes, yeah, still me. And then he like walks inside. You're just like, what's going on? I just wanted to go to Duncan.
Hey, Chris, sorry to bother, man, but it's after midnight and your orb of angelic light is just coming straight through the blinds. And I just cannot get a wink. Please say the curse and turn it off.
Why don't you open up that banana that's been on your countertop for the last 3 days?
Chris, please just give me my credit card, dude. I know it's the banana. I know it's the, just stop. Just give me the credit card.
You've made like 100 purchases.
I wondered who was buying all those bananas and knives, Chris. I think we know who it is.
It starts veering into the area of like, is this your birth certificate? Like, this is your social security number. Like, all your personal information.
Chris, why did you buy a jet ski in my name? cut that watermelon on your table open. Just do no, like that's not a trick. Like you, that's it's credit card fraud. It's not a trick. Cut it open.
Inside the watermelon is just a piece of paper that says jet ski. It doesn't explain it any further. He's like, pretty cool, huh?
It's amazing. With only this phone in the palm of my hand, I can summon a pizza to this home. Chris, I'm not buying you dinner. Please get off my porch. Your kids are outside playing with hula hoops, and Chris Angel frantically runs over and starts smashing the hoops together, trying to get them to connect.
He starts levitating. Anybody want takeout?
Chris, I mean, I think you want takeout, and you're not going to pay. I'm going to ask you for your Venmo, and you're going to start talking about the singularity and pull a cockroach out of your mouth, but you're not going to pay. No, you're doing it again.
Are we mixing up him with like David Blaine, or are those they're just the same guy?
He did some weird stuff too. Your children are out front building a snowman, and Chris Angel's out front frozen himself in a block of ice with the carrot sticking out.
Yeah. David Blaine did that.
That's David Blaine. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, check out this magic trick. What you mean you doing actual torture to yourself?
Yeah. Some of that magic did not count. Like the
it's
one
not magic.
Who was the dude that put himself in a pod and then hung the pod from
I'm
the
sure
London
that's
Bridge?
David Blaine.
I think that might have been him too.
I don't think he escaped. He just sat in a pod.
Yeah. That's David Blaine. David Blaine sat in a big ice cube in Times Square for like 72 hours, and that was his trick.
Yeah.
He was just really cold.
Watch me. Yeah. Watch me go insane. For 24 hours or whatever.
He stood on a big pillar for like 3 days, and then he jumped in a bunch of big cardboard boxes, and that was it. Perfect balance.
For my next
for my next chick, I will stick myself in a barrel and blow up.
Like, you know, that's the thing about David Blaine. I mean, he's a good magician. He does like sleight of hand stuff. He's great. But all of his big stunts are like,
I'm really good at holding my breath.
Yeah.
Can you imagine David Blaine being at the HOA meeting where they're like voting on stuff?
Okay, let's count the ballots. Which someone has turned to moths. Gee, I wonder who could have done that. David Blaine's in the back like, David Blaine, oh no, you ran over my dog. Oh, Smokey, are you okay? Oh, you mean this dog? It's a pile of marbles. Where's my dog, David? That's not funny. You hit my dog.
And then he reveals him, and he did run over your dog.
Yeah, he then but turns a separate pile of marbles into your dead dog.
They really were marbles, and it really was your dog.
To be fair, he didn't die. He didn't die when I ran him over. He died when I shoved all those marbles in his mouth. Sean, do we have a guest next week?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Veteran MLB umpire Angel Hernandez is coming on the show. Oh, man. He's out with a guide for new officials in the game. He's here promoting his new book, Plate Expectations. See you next time.